Forgiveness is a tough topic. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. You know, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Do you believe you've done that yet? Do you listen to my program regularly? Do you catch the Friday program with any frequency? Because you know I introduce it the same way every day, every Friday. Knowing that you follow Jesus Christ is contingent on your capacity to have faith when the difficult times come, when you find that life is not fair, to imitate Jesus by being forgiving, by being compassionate, by working for justice, and by spreading the good news. You do that by your prayer life. That's the foundation of all those other things. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's never business as usual. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you don't suffer from what I call the SOT syndrome, the same old thing. Each day is open to amazing grace. Each day is open to recognizing Jesus in all the people that you meet. Each day is an opportunity for you to leave your special touch on this world. Think about that. Today's gospel that I want to share with you, passage, short, Matthew 18, verse 22, Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Okay. This is where Jesus is asked by Peter, how often must he forgive a brother? Now, the translation, some say 70 times seven times, which was 490, or 77 times. As you know, there was nobody taking notes when Jesus talked. At least there was no computer, there was no microphone recording device in front of Jesus' mouth. But the point, whether you say 490 times or 77 times, it says you forgive. You forgive. And I said at the beginning of the program, forgiveness is a very difficult topic. In fact, with some frequency on this program, called Joyful Reflections, I return to the topic of forgiveness. Why is it hard? Because we've been hurt. Nobody appreciates getting hurt. Why is it hard? We're afraid if we forgive, we'll be a doormat to people's abuse again. Why is it hard? Because we think that we might not be healed of the hurt. There are lots of reasons why forgiveness is hard. Now, what often becomes a problem is the little things that hurt us, the little things in family life. You know that family life is not for the faint of heart. Our families can really hurt us. The Irish saying, when children are young, they walk on our feet. When they're older, they walk on our heart. So sometimes families can be a stumbling block to our really being able to follow Jesus Christ wholeheartedly. And to forgive our families, wow, that sometimes is one of the most difficult tasks in life. I have a story here. And what this story is about is how it's the little things that can really irritate us. And this story is about something really, really little. Written by a woman named Penny Musco. She writes, you date a man for 3 months. After a year, you marry him. By your first Christmas together as wife and husband, you think you know everything about him. From how he parts his hair to how he butters his toes. And then you go shopping together for Christmas tree decorations, and you find out you really don't know him at all. That first year together, Joe and I picked out the perfect Christmas tree. Now, it was time to shop for decorations, ones that would grace our Christmas trees for the rest of our lives. We stopped at a church bazaar and found some boxes of old-fashioned ornaments that reminded me of my family's decorations. Then we headed to the drugstore for lights. Walking down an aisle, I spotted a tinsel display. I reached for a box. "No," Joe said, guiding my hands away from the brightly colored red and green box. "No tinsel." "What?" I asked him. "No tinsel." I gave him a quizzical look, trying not to look as shocked as I felt. What was a Christmas tree without tinsel? Had I married a crazy man? "I'm not wild about it," he said. "Never have been." I tried to reason with him. "Honey, we have to have some tinsel," I told him. "We always had it at our house growing up." "Well, we didn't," Joe said. I argued. I kept at him for a week. At last he relented, on one condition. "We'll buy one box and that's it, forever. If you want to put tinsel on the tree year after year, you have to take it off the tree and reuse it." This is the man I married, I thought. What happened to compromise? Where went understanding? Maybe he was crazy. Still, I had married Joe for better or for worse, and this was the only negative thing about him, so I acquiesced. Or seemed to acquiesce. I figured I would decorate the tree with tinsel, and once he saw how lovely it looked, he would change his mind. Well, almost a quarter of a century went by, and nothing changed. Until last Christmas. As usual, I unearthed the box of used tinsel from the attic. The life expectancy of a strand, I've learned, is about 1 year. Strands break easily when they're stripped from spiky branches. My box of precious tinsel was almost exhausted. I showed the depleted box, its red and green now faded and dull, to Joe. "Honey," I said, "I know our agreement, but I would really like to buy some new tinsel this year." Joe got a stubborn look in his eyes. "No," he said. I didn't argue. This was the only blip in our wonderful marriage. But 25 tinsel-deprived years was enough. I took the subterfuge. "Next year I'll buy a fresh box," I thought, "and sneak in some new strands, few enough so he won't be suspicious." May was our 25th wedding anniversary. Instead of buying each other expensive gifts, Joe and I decided to throw a party for ourselves, a big one. A few nights before the party, Joe and I went out for a quiet dinner, a kind of pre-celebration, just the two of us, holding hands under the table like we were kids. At home afterward, we sat on the couch and snuggled. I felt so close to him at that moment, so grateful for all of our wonderful years together, that I experienced a pang of guilt about my underhanded tinsel plan. All at once, Joe slipped his arm from around my shoulder and sat up. Then he pulled a gift wrap box from out behind him. "I thought we weren't going to buy each other presents this year," I protested. "I don't have anything for you." "It's for us," he said. I fumbled with the wrapping like a child on Christmas morning. I paused when the last bit of wrapping was finally off. Slowly, I pulled the lid off the box. Then I started to cry. Inside lay a glistening heap of tinsel, silver for our silver anniversary. "Do you know how hard it is to find that stuff in May?" he asked, a smile creeping up the corners of his mouth. "I had to go on the internet." I threw my arms around him and held him for what seemed like 25 years. Later, when I was alone, I let the tinsel spill through my fingers. No, I thought, Joe still isn't crazy about tinsel, but he's crazy about me. And I said a prayer of thanks for the gift of my husband. End of the story. So I share this story to tell you that, you know, when he took such a strong stand, when Joe said no to tinsel, and then, all right, well, one box, and she used that box for 25 years, don't you think she had a right to resent him? Don't you think it could have been easy for her not to forgive him and hold a grudge? See, that's my point. Forgiveness is not easy. You know that. I know that. We're only humans. It's very, very difficult. When we think something's either crazy or unjust, we really want to throw a fit. We want to eliminate the injustice. We want our rights. We want people to see it our way. We want people to cave in to our desires. If they don't, they have hell to pay. Well, tell me, seriously. Maybe there are times when we have to draw a line in the sand and take a stand, and that's it. And let the chips fall where they will. But I tell you what, on most of the things that get to us, most of the things that cause, especially in families, hassle, they're not earth-shaking things. You know, they're the small stuff. And we blow up the small stuff into gigantic problems, into crises, into life-or-death situations. And that just causes so much pain in the family. Come on, folks. Forgive each other. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's a clone of each other. We all have our personalities. We have our own interests. We have our own opinions. We have our own preferences. You know what? A Christian has to be an expert in the art of forgiveness. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for religious education teachers. Oh, they need a lot of prayers because kids are bored, apathetic. They think they know it all. But religious education teachers need prayers also so they practice what they preach. So they're the way without getting in the way. That they continue to learn about their own faith. They continue to educate themselves. Please pray for religious education teachers. Today's food for thought. Satan uses a vacant mind as a dumping ground. Oh, how true that is. Okay, a vacant mind is a dumping ground for all the garbage that he serves up to tempt us, to try to get us away from the teachings of Jesus. Today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. This is a true story. Shortly after when Pope John the 23rd became Pope, he was being interviewed and he was asked this question. I love his answer. But first the question. How many people work in the Vatican? He replied with a smile, about half of them. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Love to hear from you. Just a note or an email saying that you listened to the program and hopefully it helps you and how it helps you. You can send me your prayer intentions. I do faithfully take them to prayer. We're supposed to pray for and with each other. I take that commitment seriously. I will pray over your intentions. Let me know if you want to receive the newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge. You can write a check to help me keep my hospital in Oaxaca, Mexico open. Make the check to TASH, stands for the Anna C. Tar Hospital, TASH, Inc., send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Don't forget, always, I invite you to visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord.